And I pray that you will help me tonight. Amen. We need a move of God. We need the Word of God to speak to hearts. Amen. I need the Word of God to speak to my heart. Well, praise the Lord. I need His Word. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, that's capital S, meaning the Spirit of God, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Everybody said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. Amen. Two kingdoms. Two kingdoms. And this is how we enter into the kingdom of God. And can I say it this way tonight? The kingdom of God is the spiritual kingdom. The kingdom that we are born into in the natural birth is the kingdom of this world. Two kingdoms, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. Amen. And I want to talk about walking in the Spirit. Amen. Walking in the kingdom of the Spirit. Praise God, because God has a wonderful, wonderful way for us, a beautiful future for us. He can take anything that's dirty and make it clean. Praise God. We can't do that. When we touch dirty things, we become dirty. And the dirty doesn't get any cleaner. It stays dirty. But when God touches us, amen, we become clean. We become pure and holy. Praise God. Let's pray together. Let's ask for the help of the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We ask you to anoint it to our ears and to our hearts. Touch us. We give you glory. We give you thanks and praise tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 You may be seated tonight. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I want to just focus on these two kingdoms here tonight and to give us the reality of what the Scriptures say about these two kingdoms and where we need to be in our lives. We often search and look for the will of God, or we often search and look for our place, our purpose, and the plan for us. I know as a young person, I gave my life to God when I was 19 years old. And I'm very, very thankful that I did at such a young age, because I was searching, I was looking, I didn't know where to go, I had no direction, there were so many voices, and so many different things that were saying, come this way, come that way, do this, do that, and it can become very confusing without the Lord. And I did not have the Lord in my life, and my parents both had passed away before I was out of my junior year in high school, and the only direction that I had was an alcoholic brother, and the situation was not good. I had no direction in my life. But I want you to know tonight that God has direction for each and every one of us. Amen. You don't have to be brought down by your circumstances. You don't have to live in depression. Amen. I know what that's all about. You don't have to live going from one high to another. I know what that's all about. Amen. Because it does not bless and it does not help and it does not give direction. Amen. I'm not so interested tonight in where I am, but I am interested in where I'm headed. Amen. not so interested in what is going on right now, whether good or bad, but what direction am I going? Amen. If I'm going with God, it can be a bad day today, but I'm still headed in the right direction. Praise God. And if I'm going with God and it's a good day, I'm headed in the right direction. Amen. Whether good or bad, I'm still going in the right direction. But in the world and without God, we can feel like if we're having a good day, we're going in the right direction, but we can be going in the wrong direction. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, what we've got to have is God's kingdom in our lives, and we must walk in the Spirit, and that we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I just want to go over this here tonight, and hopefully it'll help somebody. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, we want to talk about the kingdom of the flesh first. And that way we can get a perspective as to what the Bible talks about here. All right, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. Now the works of the flesh, that's we're talking about the flesh. The kingdom of this world is dominated by flesh, by unregenerated, non-spiritual individuals. Amen. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And so when we start into this here tonight, Paul was writing to the church in Galatia. The church in Galatia had moved off of center of Jesus Christ, and he said, I'm so amazed that you have fallen away from him who has called you, and he begins to minister to them. Well, there's only one place that we can go when we fall away from Jesus Christ, and that is back to our flesh. Amen. And you say, well, what about the devil? We're going to talk about that here for just a moment tonight, because the flesh will lead you into everything other than God. In fact, the Bible says that in the wisdom of the world, they were not able to find God. They were not able to know God. And so the very best and the highest that we can get in our flesh is still not enough to know God. And in the flesh, we cannot please God. And in the flesh, we cannot understand nor do the will of God. We must be born again and come into the spiritual kingdom of God. There's only so high that you can go. You can only jump so high. I was joking with the boys the other day, and I told the younger ones, I said, I can jump higher than this building. And they looked at me, and they said, you cannot. And I said, I sure can. And I'll do it right now if you want me to. I want to see it. And so I jumped up about 6 inches off the floor, and I said, there, I jumped higher than this building. This building can't jump that high. And, oh, boy, they thought that was really cool, you know. And but really, that's about as high as I can really jump, is about 6 inches. Amen. And that's probably as good as you're going to get. Some of these younger ones can do better than that. But there's only so high that we can go when we're outside of the spiritual kingdom of God. And let's look at it. The works of the flesh, or the things that are manifested. It says the works of the flesh are manifest, or they are seen, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. That word lasciviousness means lewd or lustful. Idolatry and witchcraft. And so I said we were going to talk about the devil just a little bit. We're not going to give him a lot of credit tonight. But when you're outside of the kingdom of God, your flesh will lead you to idolatry and witchcraft. And the Bible tells us in another place in the Old Testament that idolatry is the same as stubbornness. That we are involved in that when we have a spirit of stubbornness. Your flesh will be stubborn. I'm looking at some stubborn people. Amen. And I've been told that I'm stubborn. Amen. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's not good. And we don't want it to take over here. Witchcraft. And the Bible says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And so rebellion against God is the same spirit that Satan had when he fell from heaven. And he said, I'm going to be like the Most High. I'm going to ascend above the heights of God. I'm going to be better than God. I'm going to do it better than God can do it. And it was literally the sin that caused him to be cast out of heaven. Praise God. And if we develop that kind of an attitude, we will be led to witchcraft. In fact, Saul, the king of Israel in the Old Testament, he could not get an answer from God because God had rejected him for his rebellion against the commandments of God. And where did he end up? He ended up in the witch's house trying to get a seance going and all of that. Well, I'm telling you tonight, you're never going to find the will of God in witchcraft. You're never going to find the answers for your life in your horoscope. Praise God. My future's not directed by where the stars are located. Amen. Somebody said, what sign were you born under? I said, it's the sign that said maternity ward. Amen. That's the only sign that I was born under. Praise God. It's not relegated by the stars or the moon or the sun. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm not under that sort of thing. Praise God. I don't have a Ouija board in my house. And you say, well, that's not a big deal. It's a big deal to God. It really is. Sister Morgan, my pastor's mother, who has long since passed away, very spiritual lady, and she moved into a house in Massachusetts, and there was a Ouija board in the house. And she was a praying woman. She prayed every day, and she prayed in the Holy Ghost. And she said she moved into the house, and all of a sudden she could not feel God anymore. And it went on for a little while. And finally she said, Lord, why can't I feel your presence? What's wrong? And he said, you have the accursed thing in your house. And she immediately knew what it was, and she took it outside and took a hammer to it and broke it up and burned it. And then the presence of God came back into that house. I'm telling you what tonight, friend, the flesh cannot take you very high. And you're not going to get answers from witchcraft or in any other area or variance of it. Amen. The flesh will lead you to heresies. Verse 20 there. Hatred, variance, always at odds with somebody, emulations, wrath, that's anger, strife, always striving with something or someone, sedition, that's illegal uprising against governments or authorities, heresies, which is false doctrine, teachings that are not in the Scripture. You say, that's a work of the flesh. Yes, it is, because false doctrine can really be seen when you understand that it gives liberty to the flesh. A good example of that would be the heresy of eternal security, meaning that once you get saved, it doesn't matter what you do in your life, you're always going to be saved. That's really not scriptural at all. Amen. But it gives people liberty. John Calvin and that other fella, I forget his name, but anyway, they talked about the doctrine of grace and that we are saved by grace and that it doesn't matter what we do. And his statement was that if the devil tempted him to do something, he would go out and do twice as much as the devil tempted him to show to show the devil that he could do anything and still be saved. I'm telling you, all that is a work of the flesh. That's all it is a work of the flesh. The flesh wants to have that kind of liberty. But God wants us to have spiritual liberty, not fleshly liberty. Amen. Because you can't just do anything that you want in your life and be blessed. Well, praise God. Amen. Somebody help me here tonight. You're not going to be involved in these things and be happy. You can't have hatred in your life and be happy. You can't always be striving against everybody and everything and be happy. Amen. You can't be protesting everything that comes along under the sun and be a happy person. Well, praise God. Hey, there's a lot of things in this world that aren't right. Amen. But you know what I've discovered? God did not call me to fix all of the world's problems. What a relief. Amen. I don't have to fix all of my problems. Amen. God will help me fix those things, and I can have the joy of the Lord and the peace of God. All right, verse 21. We're still there. Galatians 5 and verse 21. Envyings. Amen. That's a work of the flesh, to desire something that you don't, that is not yours. Murders. You know, the Bible says if you hate your brother without a cause, you're a murderer. Amen. It's in the Word of God. Murders, drunkenness, amen. And I don't have to go into detail on that. That's a work of the flesh. And you know what? It won't bless your life. All you have to do is get pulled over with just a little bit in you, and there's about $10,000 of your money and your time that's gone. Revelings. The word revelings there means the party spirit, amen. And that's exactly what it's talking about. Revelings and such like. Everybody said such like. Such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And so, since we're talking about the kingdom of this flesh and the kingdom of God, then when we look at this kingdom of the flesh, there is no way, it is an impossibility for us to enter into the kingdom of God unless we are born again. Amen. And when we are born again, we have the opportunity to walk in the Spirit. And when we walk in the Spirit, we do not involve ourselves in the works of the flesh. What it simply means is when I give my life to God, I didn't look at it like this. Well, I can't go out drinking anymore. You know what I said? Thank God I don't have to go out and do that anymore. Because all it did was cause me problems and trouble and heartache. Amen. It didn't say you can't lie anymore. I thought, thank God I don't have to lie anymore. Praise God. It's just all how you look at it. Well, thank God. Amen. Well, praise God. Not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Well, what is the kingdom of God? Romans chapter 14 and verse 17 tells us what the kingdom of God is. And so by extension here tonight, then we'll know what we cannot have when we are in the flesh. Romans 14 and verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, all right? It is not something that satisfies your flesh. The kingdom of God is not, feeding this flesh, but it is righteousness. Everybody said righteousness. And peace. Everybody said peace. And joy. Everybody said joy. Joy in your circumstances. No, it doesn't say that, does it? No, if you've got money in the bank, no. If everything's going all right in your life, no. No, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. It is God. And so when we come into the kingdom of God, all the things that we need, all the things that bring us joy and peace and righteousness are found in the kingdom of God. They are not found in the works of the flesh. They're not found in the works of the flesh. How many times, and even my own personal experience, but how many times in pastoring over the years have I had people tell me, I got involved in this, and they will name one of those things there in Galatians 5:19, the works of the flesh, and it led me to this, and it led me to that, and it led me to this, and my life is miserable, and I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know which direction to go. Well, the reason it ended up that way is because they didn't realize that you'll never find joy and peace. You'll never have that satisfaction that you're right with God and everything is okay unless you are born again of the water and of the Spirit, according to the scripture that we read here tonight. And so Galatians 5:19 is really the highest that we can go outside of God. We can't do any better than that. Amen. That's why even in the world, the richest of the richest, you'll look at their life and they're miserable people. They're not happy. They don't have the fullness of joy and peace in their life. And it's simply because you can only go so high when you are in the flesh. James chapter 4 and verse 4, if you'll turn there with me tonight, almost back towards the book of Revelation is the book of James. And we'll go a little further than that to 1 John after we're done with this one. James chapter 4 and verse 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Well, praise the Lord. And how can we have joy and peace in our life when we're the enemies of God? We cannot. And it talks about the very same things in James 4 and 4 here that we read in Galatians chapter 5, which is the works of the flesh. And so the world says it's okay. The world says this is the norm. The world says this is how everybody lives. Everybody's doing it. And so society has now accepted it, and it's all right as far as society is going. Well, I want to ask you today, friend, how do you feel about the direction that society is going? I don't feel very good about it. Amen. I don't feel very good about the things that are happening in our world and the crazy ideas that people have. How do we get here? I'll tell you how we get here. We just stay in the flesh. That's as high as the flesh can go. You can't go any higher than this. All right, go a little closer to Revelation, to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, 16, and 17. Praise the Lord. I hope you're going to help the pastor here tonight. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Love not the world. Amen. All right? And so when we're in the world, we're in the kingdom of flesh. Love not the world. Love not the things of this flesh, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, what's he talking about the world? What does he mean by that? Verse 16, for all that is in the world, now it starts talking about flesh. Amen. Because that's all that's in the world is this kingdom of flesh. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And so the kingdom of this world is brought into three different categories: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So we just look at it this way: lust and pride. And lust is something that says, I want. That's lust's words, two words, I want. And pride has two words, and it says, I deserve. And the scripture says, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And so you have to have lust and pride. And when those two get together, there's going to be something conceived, and the Bible says it's sin. And sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. Oh, it might feel good at first, but I'm telling you, in the end, it's going to burn like a hot fire. And you're going to say, I wished I'd have never gone that direction in my life. How many of us here tonight have already said, I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I did that to somebody else. I can explain it in my life and in your life. It's right here in the Word of God. I was operating in the kingdom of flesh. I was operating by my mind and my emotions. Amen. I was operating by logic and reasoning of the mind. But friend, I'm telling you, amen, I just feel like I'm preaching to somebody here tonight. Amen. That there is a better way. There is another kingdom. There's another way that you can live your life that's a whole lot better. And it'll bring joy and peace and a feeling of being right in your life, and you're going in a good direction. There's only two ways, the way of the world and God's way. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. The world will say, oh, that's ridiculous. Look at all these ways that you can go. But I'm telling you tonight, it just doesn't work, because you can only go so high in this flesh. Galatians chapter 5. I should have told you to keep your finger there in that scripture. But let's go back to Galatians chapter 5. And we're not going to stay here in this kingdom any longer here tonight. Let's go to verse 22, Galatians 5 and verse 22. All right, we talked about the works of the flesh. Now he changes and he talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit, that's capital S now, that means the Spirit of God. The fruit of the Spirit of God, or the fruit of the Holy Ghost in your life, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There's a law against drunkenness. And you'll get in trouble if you do that in the wrong place. Amen. There are laws of against the end result of hatred. Amen. Murders. There's laws against murder. You can't go that far. But what you're going to get yourself into a lot of trouble. But the Bible says in the Holy Ghost there is no law against the fruit of the Holy Ghost in your life. In other words, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Everybody said love. All right, can I just take a few minutes here tonight? I'm not gonna wear us all out here, but I just feel a ministering spirit here tonight. Amen. Love is not the same as lust. Lust wants and desires. Love gives. Lust is a taker, love is a giver. Amen. Well, I love you. Why don't you give to me? That's not it. You've missed it. Go to the back of the class. Amen. What we've got to understand is that love, God so loved that he gave. God so loved that he sacrificed without any promise of a return. Amen. He just gave, and that's all there was to it. Amen. And love is a godly trait. The fruit of the Spirit. I'm right there. Verse 22. Love. Joy. Everybody said joy. Peace. Everybody said peace. Amen. You can't have joy unless you have peace. Can't have peace unless you have joy. Amen. Some of the Haitians used to sing it in Boston. J-O-Y, joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. J-O-Y, joy. Joy in the Lord. Amen. I used to love it when they would sing that. I could just see them out there picking bananas while they're singing it. Amen. And I'll tell you what, friend, we got to have the joy of the Lord in our lives. And you know what that means is that when you have the Holy Ghost, it's not going to lead you to depression. It's not, the Holy Ghost is not going to lead you to despair. The Holy Ghost is not going to lead you to a place where you are feeling worse and worse in your spirit. But when you get in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says he is the lifter up of my head. Amen. He gives me joy. And that doesn't mean I'm walking around giggling all the time. That's not what that's talking about. But it's a feeling on the inside. It's a joy on the inside. You might be crying on the outside, but on the inside you know in your heart everything's going to be all right because God's in my life. Because I know the will of God. I'm following God's plan. I've got the Holy Ghost in my life. I've been born again, and now I'm in a brand new kingdom. What we've got to understand tonight, and this is what I wanted to share with us, is that this flesh will always try to take you back to the old way of living. And when you come to God, if you've been battling depression, I used to battle depression, but I have come to the place where I refuse to give in to it because I'm not in that kingdom anymore. I've been born again. I've left that kingdom. And so I refuse to allow those thoughts to come into my mind. Amen. I do my very best not to listen or read very much negative stuff because that's all there is in the world. Amen. I'm not a part of that world anymore. Oh, we may all get blowed up tomorrow by a nuclear bomb. Who knows? But I'm not going to stay up all night worrying about it. God's in control of my life. God knows the direction that I'm going. God's hand, amen, He sets up and He puts down. And so if we go tonight, praise God, we're going to get to heaven that much sooner. I feel that way. I do. I feel that way. Some of you may not feel that way. You're looking at me kind of funny tonight. But that's all right. Joy and peace. Amen. Long-suffering. Now, you look at the fruit of the Spirit, it is the exact opposite of the works of the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Amen. That means that you don't have a short fuse anymore. You suffer long. Amen. You're willing to put up with. Praise God. It says, wives, be submissive to your husbands. Now it's going to get real quiet in here tonight. And one preacher's wife said it this way. She said, it's my translation. She said, that scripture says, let the big baby have his way. Praise God. Sometimes that's what we got to do is just let the big baby have his way. Or let the big baby have her way. Oh, God, I'm already in trouble. Not at home, but I'm in trouble with all the rest of you. Praise God. I'm not going to get off onto this here tonight. Praise God. But I'm telling you, we need to have some long-suffering. When you snap at people at a heartbeat, oh, God, we're all guilty of this, I suppose. And that's what the flesh does. But the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. I'm moving on. Gentleness. Gentleness. Amen. I think we know what that is. That's the opposite of hatred and wrath. Well, I'm going to take care of this. And if I have to use my fist, I'm going to use my fist. I'm going to take care of this. And if I've got to get rough with somebody to do it, I'm going to get rough and do it. I'm telling you tonight, friend, that's the kingdom of the flesh, and it will not produce anything positive. Amen. It just can't. And it says goodness. Everybody said goodness. Faith. Everybody said faith. Faith. And that's not necessarily faith in God altogether, but it's putting faith in people. Now, some people you can't have any faith in because they've proven themselves. But I'm telling you tonight, we cannot follow this flesh. Everybody's not bad. Everything's not bad. Well, praise the Lord. There's a lot of good in our world, and I want to see the good in our world. All right, verse 23, meekness. Amen. Now, meekness is not limp-wristedness. Moses was the meekest man in the earth, and Moses led a nation of millions of people. And he had such authority that he could grind up the gold that they made the calf out of, and made them, and he mixed it in water and made them drink it. And they did it. They actually did it. Amen. He was a leader. He was a man of God, but he was meek. Amen. And Jesus, who was God manifest in the flesh, was meek. And we need to work on this. Temperance. Everybody said temperance. You know what that word means? It means self-control. I hope I'm getting right here to where we live tonight. But it's self-control. Well, I just get so mad I lose control. You know why? Because you're walking in the flesh. You're in the kingdom of the flesh. You're operating in the flesh. But the Bible says if we have the Holy Ghost, we should walk in the Holy Ghost. And that means that we've got to control our temper and we've got to control ourselves and say no to this flesh. Because the flesh will always bring you down, but God's Spirit will always lift you up. And when it lifts you up, you're going to bring others up with you. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible talks about forbearing one another. This is another good one for relationships. Forbearing one another. And that simply means to put up with. You know what that, you know, I could go a long ways here tonight and I'm not going to. But how do we put up with something that we don't like? Do we get the attitude that we've got to make our world perfect and that everybody around us, we've got to make them perfect in order for me to be happy? What we're doing is we're stepping into the position of God and we're trying to make our own world to suit our desires. I've found that when you don't try to change people, you learn after a while, I'm trying to learn this, and I think I've learned it to a degree, that usually the one that needs the changing is me. Well, I know. Well, praise God. That doesn't go over too big here. But it's the truth. Amen. And the Bible talks about it here as the fruit of the Spirit is temperance, self-control. That means I don't lose control. That means that I've got a better plan for my life. Amen. I've got a direction that I'm going in my life. I'm going to work these things out, and I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost and ask God to help me in these areas of my life. And then it says, against such there is no law. Amen. Well, you say, well, how can I be born again? There's only one way. John chapter 3, and we read it tonight when we started this message. And Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, John chapter 3 and verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. What does that mean, water and spirit? Well, let's go to the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. And I'm going to finish with this here tonight. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. I've got some more scriptures, but I'm just not going to go there. I don't feel to go there right now. Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 and 38. Say amen when you're there. All right? Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked, or they were condemned in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? In other words, they realized in verse 36 that they had crucified Jesus Christ. The sin of their life, the works of the flesh, were made manifest right before them. They understood now where they're coming from. I'm lost. I don't have God in my life. I've been operating in the realm of the flesh, and now what do I do? All right, you've exposed it. You've shown me, and God has spoken to our hearts. We're condemned in our heart. We know that we've done wrong. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. Then Peter said unto them, repent. Everybody said repent. Amen. That's where we are crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Repent, that means this right here. When you're marching along in the Greeks, they would say, repent, and they would turn and go the other direction. It was an about face. It was a military term. Amen. It was a military term that was a turnaround 180-degree turnaround. That doesn't mean when you turn around that you are where you're at, but it's where you are headed that is the most important thing. When I came to God, I was way out in the darkness. And when I repented, I was still in the darkness, but I wasn't looking at a darker future. Now I was turning to God, and I had a brighter future. And when you turn to God, Scripture says that the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. And so every step that I take in the right direction, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. I'm not there yet, but I'm moving in that direction. I'm headed in that direction, and it's getting brighter and brighter and brighter. That's what repentance is. It's not continuing in your life that you're living, but it's turning to God and asking God for direction. So he told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And that's being born of the water. Jesus said you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. And to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ is how our sins are washed away. When we're baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, our old life, it dies in repentance, and then we bury that old man in the watery grave of baptism, and those sins are buried. Praise God. The old is gone. But it's not enough just to get rid of the old. We've got to have something to carry us on into the future. And he said there in verse 38, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that transforms your life. Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. I'm thankful today for the Holy Ghost. But you know what else I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for repentance. And I'm thankful for baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful today that the past is gone, that the old life is gone. Oh, that doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I'm headed in the right direction. And I've left that kingdom of the flesh. I don't go to those places anymore. I don't do those things anymore. I don't say those things anymore. I don't look at those things anymore. I don't read those things anymore. Amen. Because all they did was bring me down. Amen. We used to sing that song, I found a new life. I found a new life. Oh, I'm thankful I found a new life. Do you need a new life today? Amen. I'm thankful for the name of our church, New Life Tabernacle. A tabernacle is a sanctuary or a place of worship. Amen. Where we can find new life in Jesus Christ. The old is passed away, and behold, it all has become brand new. Jesus said it this way, if the Son shall set you free, the Son of God, he was speaking of himself, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You say, well, I can't do this. You know what? There's some things I just don't want to do anymore. Tired of it. All it did was destroy me. All it did was take my money out of my pocket and gave it to somebody else. All it did was destroy this and destroy that. Amen. One night we was out, well, I probably shouldn't even say what we was doing, but we was high as a kite, and I was driving along in my car, and we came over a bridge, and I lost track of where I was going, and I went off of the road, and the road went down about 20 feet to the bottom. We hit a culvert. The car went skidding down, crashed into the bottom, and my cousin that was in the car with me, I had a floor shifter. Back in those days, it was a 64 Chevrolet, and it had a floor shifter. He hit that in his side. It could have ruptured his spleen and killed him right on the spot. And God saved my life. God saved the life of my nephew, Wes, and my cousin, Danny, who was in the car. And I'm telling you tonight, friend, that if I'd have just kept a hold of that car, it would be worth, I paid $350 for it. You know how much that's worth today, that particular type of car? It's worth a lot of money, but that's gone with the wind. Amen. Memories that I don't really want to think about and I really don't want to talk about. It's like the World War II veterans, and they came home, they just wouldn't talk about it. You know why? Because it was so happy it was behind them. And I don't have to go there anymore. I don't have to do that anymore. It's all done. It's finished. And now we're free. Let's stand together tonight, can we? Praise God. Let's stand together. And if you're looking for a new life, you found the right place. It's in Jesus. It's in living for Jesus. It's in turning away from the works of the flesh. And you say, well, I've tried and I can't do it. That's where the Holy Ghost comes in. That's where the power of the Word of God comes in. And He will lift you up into a brand new kingdom. He will lift you up into a place where you've never been before. When I was a child, I used to have a reoccurring nightmare. I really feel like that it was a spiritual thing, and I would scream at the top of my lungs. Some giant thing was coming to take me and to devour my life, and it would cause everything in the room to look small, and I knew ahead of time that I was going to have this dream. And I would cry, and I would tell my mother, Mom, help me. I don't know what this is. I'm so scared. And I would have that dream. And my whole childhood, all the way up until I came to God, I remember 17 years old one night waking up just screaming at the top of my lungs. I didn't know what it was. I had no understanding of spiritual things. I didn't know what was going on in my life. And when I gave my life to God and God filled me with the Holy Ghost, the night I received the Holy Ghost, I wondered, is it going to be gone? Is this going to fix my problem? And when I received the Holy Ghost, God delivered me of that, and I've never had to deal with it again. Never had to deal with it again. Totally, completely eliminated. Amen. I was bound by drugs. I was bound by alcohol. And when I went down in the water in Jesus' name and God washed all of those sins away, God delivered me of those things. You say, well, I think I can still do that. You know what? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. I don't have any desire for that anymore because all it did was destroy my life. Oh, well, it makes you feel good. You know, you just need the Holy Ghost, and you'll know what a feel-good really is. And you don't have to worry. There's no law against it. And if there is a law against it, you can do it anyhow. And they won't come and find it in a bottle in your house. Praise God. Let's pray. Come on, church. Let's pray. Lord, we lean on you right now. We're trusting in you.